This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute.
Boo! It's me, Roz. How are you? I am doing great. I have been so busy, which is wonderful. I've been doing a fun little show here in LA called Golden Girls Live at Casita del Campo. And it's just been wonderful. And it's been so nice to see people and see old friends and to work with friends. And it's just been so great. And I haven't had much time to, like, watch anything scary lately. But I did, the other night, I did some shows. And I was like, okay, I need to unwind. And so I went to Discovery Plus and I was like, oh, I should watch this new Devil Made Me Do It documentary that's about that story that inspired the most recent Conjuring movie. And I'm like, okay, let's check this out. I ended up getting terrified. It is like a reenactment type documentary. So I don't know if that's your taste or not. I did not finish it. I eventually, very soon, I hope to finish it. But I found it kind of scary. But what I really liked was that people that were involved in the actual situation are being interviewed. And it's kind of cool. So I don't know. Just a recommendation if you're looking for something spooky to watch. And if you want to hear something spooky right now, allow me to read you a ghost story that I just noticed in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This one comes from Chloe Lee CW. I hope I said that right. Okay, it says, real ghost story to share. When I was a little girl, from 1995 to the year 2000, my family and I lived in a beautiful home with unexplainable happenings. We moved in when I was in the middle of kindergarten, and we loved everything about the home and neighborhood, except for one thing. This house was extremely haunted. The ghosts, particularly liked to show up for my mom and I, especially me. Some of this happened in the middle of the night. One night, my boombox turned on by itself. It started blaring the NSYNC CD that I had in at the time. I woke to my parents busting into my room yelling, "What are you doing? Turn that off!" They said, "Bye, bye, bye." However, they quickly realized that it had startled and woken me up as well. It really scared me. The song playing wasn't the beginning of the CD either. It was on song 6 or 7. I can't remember. But if you remember the old days, you couldn't just start playing a CD in the middle. Another thing, a couple days later, this outlet blew up. We thought it was so strange it was the same outlet. Another time, my mom had left me home alone quickly while she went to pick my brother up from soccer. I was in my room when all of a sudden I hear banging across the house, like someone was throwing things in the kitchen. I had a landline in my room, so I called my mom and was hysterical. She told me to hide in the closet and that she would be home in 1 minute. When she got home, she noticed nothing was out of place. She said I was so pale and scared, she could tell something had happened. Later that evening, when my dad walked into the bathroom by the kitchen, he noticed two paintings were taken off the wall and stacked on top of one another. No one could explain how that happened, and we wondered if that was a part of what I heard. The time I actually saw a ghost at the house, I will never forget. My friend was sleeping over, and we were sitting on the bed playing. We had a lamp on, but we were getting ready to go to sleep. My bed sat in between two windows in my room. We both looked up and saw what we describe as the white man outside one of the windows. He was dressed in colonial-style clothes, and as a child, we said he looked like George Washington. He was so close, his face was right up against the glass. We screamed at the top of our lungs. My mom rushed in, and she said, "What's wrong? You two are as pale as ghosts." We described what we had seen, a white man in the window. You had a white man peeking into your windows? Absolutely terrified, my parents searched around the house. Nothing. My friend and I fell out of touch because we both moved, but a few years ago, we got back into touch through Facebook. What did she bring up? The white man. It's something that started to feel like a dream to me as I got older, but I was in shock that she still remembered, too. Other things that happened to my mom would be doors opening, feeling cold beside her, etc. Our house cleaner also asked once if we had experienced anything in the house as well. She said she turned the corner and saw what she said was a, quote, guardian angel that was as tall as the ceiling and had wings. She said we were being protected in the home. I could go on and on, but I just thought I would share some of these creepy things that happened in a childhood home. Oh my God, thank you for sending me that. Now I am picturing George Washington poking his head into my windows at night, and I'm terrified. Guys, I have an exciting announcement. Because, you know, I live a life of talking about ghosts here on the podcast, and you guys know me from that, but I also, like, you know, talk about other things sometimes as well, and so I have been really wanting to do another podcast of some sort that isn't necessarily about ghosts or UFOs or the paranormal, and so I thought I would just, like, try it out just for fun, like a very laid-back type of podcast with my best friend Sam Pancake, and we're doing it on my second tier of Patreon right now, and the first episode is up right now, patreon.com/rozdresfiles. There's also a link in the description of this episode, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna try it for a month. We're gonna do every week, once a week, about 45 minutes to an hour or so of us just talking about a random topic. And this week's topic is called Stars in the Wild, and we're just talking about seeing famous people out in the wild, you know, just like at the grocery store or whatever, just like, you know, fun stories of us living in LA, and every week is going to be a different type theme, so I hope you can check it out and enjoy it, and if you like it, maybe we'll keep doing it, so go check that out, please. So I have some notes about today's episode before we get into it. I'm so starstruck by this guest. I've met her a few times. Her name is Peppermint. If you don't know Peppermint, get into Peppermint. Peppermint is an amazing drag performer. She is a trans activist and an actor and a recording artist. And she's just so cool and just a fun vibe. And this episode, it is one of these episodes where she doesn't necessarily have like a ghost story of her own necessarily, but we keep it fun and we keep it spooky and on topic for the most part. And I feel a little bad because I didn't realize how scared of this stuff she might be. So I do kind of scare her a little bit. But what I was going to say before, we do reference in this episode today. It's been almost 2 years. An older episode of Ghosted when I had our friend Sonique, Kylie Sonique Love, was on the show. And she was on in November of 2019. And I absolutely love Sonique. I'm so proud of her. She is currently on RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, which is airing right now. And she, on that episode, we talked about this ghost encounter that she captured on camera. And so if you would like to know what we're talking about, just go to YouTube and type in Sonique's encounter with a ghost. And then you'll see that video because Peppermint and I watch it on this episode and talk about it. And go back and listen to that episode if you haven't heard it as well. Another thing about this episode today is that I think this is the first time this has ever happened. I had Peppermint, I had a guest decline listening to EVPs. So if you're new around here, you know, every episode we listen to alleged ghost voices, and I have my guess what the ghost hunters think that the ghost is saying or what they hear. And so we do not listen to ghost voices on this episode. But, I mean, I did, like, pull some EVPs out for Peppermint. So I feel like we should listen to at least one of them right now. So let's do that.
EVPs or EVPlease.
Okay, so this one I found on YouTube. It comes from Oklahoma Ghost Chasers. And I'm not really sure exactly where this location is, but tell me what you hear. It sounds like a whispery kind of a EVP. Let's play it again. Any guesses? Okay, I'll give you some options. Is it A, did I eat? You know when you're like really busy and then you like show up someplace, you're like, did I eat? I should have brought a Cliff Bar. All right, B, do not leave. Is it C, did I do that? It could be the ghost of Steve Urkel. Or is it D, Diane Wiest, the actress. Oh, I love Diane Wiest. Okay, here it is again. Do not leave is what they hear. I actually do hear that. I hear that as well. I really hear, did I eat? But I guess it would make more sense for a ghost to be like, do not leave. No, be here with me. Here, I'll play it again. I hear it. All right. Well, you can't say I didn't play an EVP at least. Okay. So here is my conversation with the hilarious, the iconic Peppermint. But before we get into that, I should tell you to go to patreon.com/rawsdressfulness if you want to hear a little bit more. That thing I've been doing at the end of our episodes where I rattle off some unexplained phenomena, UFOs, Bigfoots, possessions, that kind of stuff. I'm putting that on Patreon in my second tier this week. So you can hear that there. But everything else is right here. It's time for my conversation with Peppermint. On with the show. Oh my God. I'm joined by one of my absolute favorite queens in the world. Peppermint, how are you?
I am fabulous, Roz, darling. I am feeling lovely. I'm talking to you remotely from Florida, which is unusual for me. Usually I'm in New York, but
What are you doing in Florida?
I'm here filming a couple episodes of I Am Jazz.
Oh my God. Peppermint, you are so busy. Like, I just like look at your Instagram. I'm like, Peppermint works. As you should. I mean, I was actually so lucky that I got to work with you during the pandemic. We were on the Sherry Vine variety show, which was cute. It was a very short little shoot, but it was super fun. And from what I could tell, you had just been doing all kinds of things this pandemic. So no pandemic is going to get in the way of Peppermint. And I love that.
That's right. You know, I mean, it was tough. And you know, my career took it had its effects that the pandemic did on me and, you know, both professionally and also, you know, not to be too serious, but it, you know, there was living in New York, we had a really particular view of what was going on and particular experience. And, you know, it brought up a lot of questions. Like, do I still want to live here? Do I still want to work in nightlife? Do I still want to be an entertainer? I think a lot of people ask those questions. And then for a lot of people, the answer was no. And luckily for me, fortunately enough for me, there was enough things that allowed me to say yes to many of those questions. So
yeah. I mean, I was like, I don't know if I want to like be out all night anymore. And like, there's just like certain things that as I go back, I'm like, yeah, and now I think I just have a different idea of what I want to do. I don't
know. Do with your life. And that's good.
I mean, I love podcasting. Like, podcasting got me through the pandemic, and it's something that, you know, like, I mean, of course, I'm head to toe the most extravagant drag I've ever been in right now. Unfortunately, no one can see, but, you know, sometimes when you podcast, you don't have to do that. So that's kind of nice too.
Yeah, I think the thing is, I think the digital life, as much as we bemoaned a lot of it, and as much as we were kind of like, oh, I don't want to have to do these Zoom calls and these things, I think it's here to stay. I think these companies and corporations, like, look, let me tell you, I'm Delta Diamond. I'm not trying to brag, but it took a lot of work to get there. And, you know, before what that used to mean is, you know, steak dinners and an appetizer and a salad and everything. And now it's a hand sanitizer wipe and a bag of crackers. And I'm
hey,
like, well,
it's better to be Delta Diamond than Delta variant.
Hello, darling. That's the truth. And I, you know, I'm like, okay, we have to do this for the pandemic, and I get it. And it's obviously clearly we're not done with the pandemic yet. I think we need to wait and see what this winter will bring with Miss Delta variant. But but I do think these companies are like, oh, wait a minute. We can charge the same amount and just give them crackers? Girl, this is here to stay.
Yeah. You were named ACLU's first ever trans justice ambassador. I mean, we're living in an exciting time, Peppermint.
Honey, can you believe it? I'm so excited. It feels really good to be able to... I mean, the ACLU has always been the people who have been explaining all these really confusing laws and policies and bills that are always coming down the pike that are all discriminatory. And I never understood what they are, between the numbers and the bill 1492, 15- Article A, 512, right. To knowing like what they're, remembering what they're called, let alone what's inside of them and what they mean. And so ACLU has always been up on that because that's their thing. They're attorneys. And they've been, you know, they've been doing it for over 100 years. And so to know that they've always, you know, obviously been fighting for equality for LGBTQ people. But I do think it's well overdue. It's about damn time they have a trans justice ambassador. And darn it, I'm happy to be that person.
Who better? Amazing. Well, Peppermint, I want to talk about ghosts.
Me too.
Okay.
Oh, my love.
Oh, my God. Darling. I love that. I love that movie. And, you know, okay, it's funny that you bring that up because I was just doing some research on you. Now, I went to Wikipedia, which Wikipedia famously is always 100% accurate. So, let me check a few things here. But the reason I was thinking, because, okay, you're referencing the movie Ghost. I was just re-listening to a time I had Nicole Byer on this podcast, and we talked about Ghost. But we also talked about how she went to AMDA. And I saw on Wikipedia that you went to AMDA. Is that accurate?
It's true.
Okay, so Nicole, when she went to AMDA, I don't know if you stayed in the housing that she stayed in, but... she stayed in a place called the Stratford Arms, which I guess is AMDA student housing, and it's super haunted. Do you know anything about that?
I mean, let me put, I can give you a little precursor.
Okay.
Yes, the whole deal with new, I mean, I'm not sure how much you talked about it with Nicole or with anyone, but AMDA used to basically, they didn't have their own dedicated anything. They didn't have their own dedicated nothing. Everything was borrowed or rented from other people or other parts of the city. And so we all went to the same school, but it would basically be like 10 students in vacant room. Whenever a residential hotel had vacancies, they would put us in it. And residential hotels, for people who don't know, are like, they're exactly what they sound like. They're like long stay hotels that, but it's when you say hotel, it's like loosely used term. You're not getting like, you know, room service and your linens changed. It's like a room that is in the building and, you know, that has all the cigarette burns and pee stains on everything. And so when a room opens up, when either someone gets arrested or dies, then they would put students in there. And that was, I guess, their best way to have cheap housing for us. And so I lived at the Greystone, which was considered the Ritz-Carlton of the student housing. And then for some reason, Nicole and everybody else lived at the Strat. And the Strat, that's what we called it for short, the Strat. The Strat, along with the Greystone and many of the other, there was Hayden Hall, which they called Hayden Hell. there were so many other ones that had their own nicknames. There was the York. They all had these names. And the buildings, like, you know, already had, there was the Amsterdam. For, you know, New York buildings, they just named them after a thing. Anyway, what they had was, like, you would go in them, and they had basically, like, all of these elderly people who used to live there, who have lived there pretty much their whole lives since the turn of the century when they were youngsters. And so in the Greystone lobby, you would go in every day and there would be like 5 to 10 elderly people, always the same people, sitting down, and they would just leave their apartments. And that was their event for the day, was just to be in the lobby. And they would, you know, you'd go in and you'd say hi and bye, and they'd see you off to school. And then they'd be there to greet you when you came back from school. And if you did sit down with them and have, you know, some people were like not creeped out, you know, because they weren't dressed all fancy. They were like sitting down there in their nightgowns. And if you did talk to them, they would tell you these stories about how they were, you know, Broadway showgirls and dancers.
Oh, that's kind of amazing.
Chorus girls that worked at the Ziegfeld Follies. And so, you know, this was like a real part of history and entertainment history. A lot of these people who were living in now these efficiencies where they were just, you know, living out their years, you know, and I don't know if they had friends and family. We never really knew much about them. But occasionally someone would die in the room.
Would you hear people talk about it being haunted?
I never heard anyone talk about, I did hear people talk about the Stratford being haunted, but the Stratford, it was really difficult to know if the Stratford was actually haunted because, you know, just like a lot of places in big cities, they have these big buildings that are really useful and valuable, and they use them for many different things. The Stratford, like the Greystone, which is where I lived, was a multi-use building. It was a hotel. It was an old folks home. It was a student housing. It was also outpatient for a sort of like halfway house and also mental services housing. There was also people who had been, you know, dealing with substance abuse and, you know, living there. And so like, it was like, everybody and their issues was up in that place. And
yeah,
so sometimes you didn't know
it sounds like.
Yeah, lots of energy. You didn't know if it was haunted or if there was somebody was just like took an extra hit of something. And so all that was going on is what I'm trying to say. But, you know.
Well, Nicole saw a little boy ghost, and her roommate saw the ghost of what appeared to be a horse jockey in a closet. And then, okay, so after I talked to Nicole, I had had a listener of this show write me. Joey from Quebec went there and lived in the Stratford Arms. And this is what Joey wrote. They say, during my time in the dorms, I always had my own room. However, in my first semester, I didn't have my own private bathroom until my second semester. So in our hallways, there were a few bathrooms. I hated using the men's room for obvious reasons, LOL. So I used to wait to see the... I used to wait to use the private girls' bathroom. So I was going to do that one night, and before I could go in, I saw an older woman walk right in and shut the door. So I sort of stood there waiting. 5 minutes go by and I'm chilling, and then I look up, the door is wide open and there was no woman in there, but I know I saw someone. So then I started using the boys' bathroom. Another time in the on the 10th floor, which I called the quiet floor, I'm walking down the hallway to my friend's room, and a man with an old-fashioned suit was walking towards me. So I moved to give him room as he passes me. I turn back. He was a looker. Okay, LOL. And when I look back, he was gone. I was like, what the fuck? However, I love this stuff. I was exhilarated. So, I mean, maybe those people that you used to see, who knows? Who knows if they were ghosts?
They might not have actually been there, you know? You never know.
So what's your story with ghosts? Where are you at with it? Do you believe in this stuff?
I do believe in, I definitely believe in spirits. And I mean, I think there's a difference between spirits and ghosts, maybe. I don't
okay,
really know.
What
maybe
is that?
You can tell me. I think that spirits are, well, I think that spirits are the essence of everything that's all the energy and that basically our energy, our essence, our energy left over after our body is finished. And ghosts, I think, are, if spirits are essence and energy, then I think that ghosts are of one particular mood. And okay. It's like stuck in that mood. I think someone's a ghost when, I mean, maybe I've been watching too many movies and TV shows, but I think if someone's a ghost because something went wrong, they didn't get to pass on the way that they wanted to. They didn't get to finish and go through the way that they wanted to.
They're stuck.
They're stuck. And so I think that ghosts are basically a representation of that. And so, you know, even though this person may have lived a full and happy life and different things, if they were in a particular mood and, you know, when they were, you know, at a certain point, that's the mood that they're in for the rest of eternity as ghosts. That's what I think. And so all of a sudden, this lovely lady who was a beautiful, loving mother who got angry one day and fell off the thing, you know, and then died. Now her ghost is just angry. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That's what I think. It's like you're whatever you were stuck at, you're just stuck at it. That's what I think a ghost is.
Yeah, no I mean, expert. I think that that is a lot of times what's going on, but because like sometimes I encounter quote unquote ghosts where it's like they died, but they just don't want to be dead. Like they knew they were dying, and they're just like, I really like this house, so I'm just gonna stay here for a while. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, you know. Like sometimes it's not like it is kind of like sad and not dealing with whatever they needed to deal with, but it's like, I don't know, because you know there's so many different kinds of ghosts. There are some ghosts that seem to be more like what they call intelligent, having different emotions, and they can kind of react to you, and they can make jokes, they can do all kinds of things. And then there's other ones that are just kind of stuck, like they're just kind of on repeat. They call them residual hauntings.
They're going to be roaming the halls whether you see them or not.
yeah totally. So yeah, and the ghost and spirit thing, I see that too, because it seems that, like, you know, like all of us, when we pass, like physically our bodies on this earth, we still have our spirit. And it seems that those spirits, you know, they go somewhere. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that it's not, I think that with the word ghost, there's kind of like a, like a sad connotation or something. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. It's in some ways, it's just a matter of like semantics or wording. You know, it's like, because, for example, okay, my house as a child, my grandmother who died was chilling. And she was very, I would say, intelligent and acted like a grandma as a ghost. But I'm like, it's weird calling her a ghost because she was like my
Because you're like, that's grandma.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was certainly her spirit. But like, she
exactly.
was, I think she just stayed around because she lived in that house and she loved it. And she died when I was young. And so she appeared to me and my cousin, who was also young at the time. So I don't know. So you've never encountered a ghost or a spirit?
I don't think I've ever seen anything in particular that was, I mean, and I'm not a skeptic. I'm quite a scaredy cat. And so I may have seen ghosts. I just don't stick around to even figure it out. I'm like, oh snap, something moved. I gotta go.
What was that well, your books, you're like, okay, I got a TV show to go be on.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I don't have time
show.
For this.
I don't know how that got there, but I gotta go. so that's what? Usually my story, but I did. I mean, the one thing that I have, which I don't want to go too deep into, but my grandma. It always involves our grandparents. My grandmother was. Quite the eccentric lady at the parties. Let's just say that, okay. You know, after cocktail hour.
Okay.
If you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. And she eventually passed of lung cancer. And that was a really tough time. I was there, you know, helping with her and everything when she passed. But my grandfather, she would always accuse my grandfather of being, you know, unfaithful and everything. Anything that started with un, she accused my grandfather. And we didn't really have that much confirmation. They were married for 75 years.
Wow.
And so she had her suspicions and, you know, she knew what she knew, I guess. And I had, after she passed, I spent less time at my grandparents' house. But apparently only a few months after she had passed, allegedly, and I don't know exactly how it happens, but allegedly, according to my aunts and my mother, my grandfather was in My grandfather was in their bed with someone who wasn't my grandmother.
Okay. Okay.
And the above the bed was a window where air conditioner was like right above the bed. It's the most bizarre place that you would put it, but it was like above the bed. Like if the air conditioner fell out of the wall, it would smash your head. I don't know why anyone would put an air conditioner there, but that's where it was. And so the above the bed air conditioner apparently caught on fire, and there was this huge burn mark on the wall where the air conditioner had caught on fire. And, you know, I think that was the last time my grandfather had ever tried to use that bed for anything other than sleeping. and yeah. And so I think that, and I hope that was my grandmother's ghost.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. That's good. That's good. Do you ever go to like psychics, or have you done anything like that?
I haven't. I haven't gone to a psychic. I am on a deck of tarot cards, and so I would like to get my cards read. There's a I wish I had their name, but they're an artiste who makes drag tarot cards from many of the girls from RuPaul's Drag Race, and I'm the Two of Wands, I think. And I'm also on there as one of the Village People, because we did a Village People song in our season.
Yes.
And so I would love to get my cards read one day.
So when you were growing up, did your family have any thoughts on this kind of stuff? Like, did they believe in it? Did you
No, I mean, other than my grandmother, like until those moments with my grandmother, that was pretty much that was pretty much the first time I'd ever heard anything about like ghosts from my family or in and around my family. No one ever talked about this house is haunted, but then, you know, I think people would probably say that now about my grandparents' house, surely if you're my grandfather, but we just happened to live, this is gonna sound so bougie, but I guess there was a moment in time when Black families who were educators were a part of that wave, which you can probably look at in some other TV shows. Part of that wave in the late 40s, early 50s, who were actually buying land and building their own houses. And so the houses that I spent a lot of the time in were actually built from the ground up for the people who lived in them. My family members, my grandparents, they built the house. And so I didn't have an opportunity to live in a place where like, oh, the old lady who used to live here died because nobody lived there beforehand. I know that's not the answer you want to hear, but
that's fine. Was this in Wilmington, Delaware, according to Wikipedia?
Yes. My grandparents' house is in Pennsylvania, which is where I was born. And then I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware. My mom and I did not build our own houses. I mean, obviously I was a kid. My mom did, she was a single mother, did not build the house. We were always the young, poor folks, the youngest and the poorest, who just lived in apartments our whole life.
Hmm. Did you ever go to or hear about a place called the Dead President's Tavern in Wilmington?
Oh, Dead President's? Yeah, everybody's heard of Dead President's. I've been to Dead Presidents. Now, I moved out of Wilmington when I was 18. So I wasn't old enough to go there as a patron, but I believe that that Dead Presidents did events sometimes. And I think I might've gone like just as an event once or twice in the back. But everybody, Dead Presidents is legendary. Is Dead Presidents haunted?
Well, of course. Why else would I bring it up? Okay, I was doing some research on Wilmington, and this was the most interesting story that I found, I think. Okay, there's this presence that haunts it that allegedly this man, apparently this is true, it's not just like an urban legend, that this man in 1960, they called him Lemonade Mullery, I guess was his name. His nickname
sounds
was
like
Lemonade.
A drink.
I guess his name was Lemonade, but I think that the way he died has something to do with that. I'm not sure, but okay. So he drank a lot and he liked to play practical jokes. He would throw things at staff. And you know, this is, you know, 50s, 60s. And for some reason people were okay with it, that he was this like jokester. To me, honestly, it's like, okay, a drunk person throwing things, you'd have to be really sweet to get away with that. But he one night is super drunk and he goes to the bathroom and he slipped on a puddle of urine.
Ew.
And broke his neck and he died. He broke his neck and died. So apparently he haunts this place now. And waiters and waitresses have had dishes thrown at them and they've heard maniacal giggling behind them. Glasses in the bar have rattled by themselves and other poltergeist incidents occur and pranks are played on the patrons. Dominoes in the game room have been known to float across the recreation room and giggling is heard on the stairs and the area around the bathrooms. Mm-mm. So next time you're in Wilmington.
Next time I'm in Wilmington, I will make sure I do not go to Dead Presidents. This is the thing.
Okay.
I am a horror fanatic.
Okay. What kind of horror do you like?
Zombie is my main. And I felt like I'm listening to a ghost story. So I had to get myself some Sour Patch Kids to eat while I was listening to you talk about Lemonade.
Oh, no
lemonade,
problem.
Lullery or whatever his name is.
Lemonade
Mullery. Lemonade Mullery. That name. Don't say it again.
He'll appear.
I love zombie movies. And, you know, the zombie genre is my favorite. But I love all scary movies.
So what is it about horror that draws you to it? Because, I mean, you're to the point where even your Insta says horror fan.
I know. And it's really ridiculous because most people are like, what are you talking about? But I've actually met some people who are like, I don't actually like scary movies. And I look at them, I'm like, what's wrong with you? How could you not like scary movies? No, I like scary movies. I like thrills. I like roller coasters. I like things like that.
You like you some zombies.
I love zombies. And I think my biggest attraction to zombie movies is the theatrical experience when you can scream at something coming on the screen and then grab your friends and like scream and while you're ripping their arm off. For some reason, I'm attracted to zombies. I feel like I know a lot about zombies. If zombies come,
you're prepared.
I guess I feel like I'm prepared, but I don't want to die by zombie, but I guess I would rather die by zombie than some other way of dying, I guess. But
okay, this is messed up, but there was a time at the very beginning of the pandemic when I ran my ass to Target to get some toilet paper and I could, like, there was nothing. Like, it was scary to see people like running. And I was like, this reminds me of all those zombie movies that I've seen where it's like people start fighting. You know, like The Walking Dead becomes like people fighting over like resources and different
penicillin.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I was like, is this?
And then it becomes the Oregon Trail because it's like penicillin.
Yeah. but my thing with zombies is I'm always like, okay, if I think I would get to a point where I'm like, okay, it seems way more fun to be a zombie. Like, just take me, give me a bite. And, you know, they seem like dumb, you know, ignorant is bliss. Yeah, you can eat buffet. Sounds good to me. Well, I want to see how much of a scaredy cat you are because I have something scary to show you. Okay. Our friend Sonique, who was on this podcast, she has a genuine ghost video that shook me to my core.
Oh no.
You don't want to see it?
Wait, I'll watch it, but what?
We haven't gotten to the scary part.
Well, okay. I want to tell you first. Let me tell you, because you're already scaring me.
Okay. I don't want to scare you too much.
What I thought you liked about it. Scary. I do. I like scary movies, but I like scary movies. I like zombie movies and I like action films. I like things because I know that they're fake. When I know that they're real, it really scares me. I don't like seeing violence or people actually being hurt in real life. I don't like when zombies really come around. I don't like the movies that scare me the most are ghost movies and the like movies about like possession, demons. Like demons and stuff like that. Same. I don't do it. Now I watch those. I'll watch them once. I will not watch them twice. And honey, I watch a zombie movie before I go to bed. Like I'll sit and watch a zombie movie and then fall asleep. I'll watch a demon movie before I go to sleep too. But then I'm like looking around and thinking, and I'm like, I don't want to look in the mirror. I don't want to look in any kind of reflection. I don't want to look. I don't want to wake up at 3:14 or between 3 and 4 is when they say the demons are the witching hour. I don't want to do any. Like I'm wary of all of that. And right now I'm staying on a. I won't even tell you what has. I'm staying in an Airbnb by myself in Florida, and it scares the heck out of me. And so I'm just afraid.
We can pass on it.
You can show it. Now wait. Can you give me a little bit of a precursor? Or like, okay. Tell me.
So Sonique was just chilling in her home and she was just, you know, I think she was on live. This is a number of years ago. And all of a sudden she was like looking into the camera on her computer and she saw somebody behind her.
Oh no.
And there was nobody behind her. But you can see somebody behind her in this video.
Oh my God.
Now listen, I am seriously
Are you sure?
I'm seriously sensitive to this kind of, to your situation, because I'm the exact same way, especially when I'm staying someplace that I don't live and I am not sure if there's ghosts.
Wait.
So,
so you see, so in this video is not her telling the story. It's actually the video of,
no,
she was recording
the video. Yeah, it's the
video. Well, how do you know that there's nobody behind her?
Well, you have to see.
Oh my God. Okay. You go ahead and play it. And if I need to look, I'll just look away. I might just see it peripherally. I'm just looking away.
Okay, but we're gonna be looking to like the right side of her, where like that cup is. Okay.
Oh Jesus!
It's a short clip. Okay, here we go.
I don't know if you have. Of course, you have cursing. You had Nicole on there. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Here we go.
Okay, I'm not looking. Okay, go.
Keep looking. Did you see it?
No. Good. Well, I'm glad I didn't see it. Thank God. I feel like I dodged a bullet.
Okay,
can you freeze frame? Freeze frame on it. Freeze
okay,
frame
okay.
On it.
Go through it slow. Okay, here we go.
Freeze frame on it. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a
by
right
the
where
cup.
That cup
okay.
is. Okay, here we go. Do you see that?
Oh! What the fuck is that?
It's like a guy reaching for like a fry or something. Okay, now that
what
you've seen
that?
It, can we watch it in real time now that you've seen
yeah.
it? Okay, here we go.
Girl, what's this reaction? No. Honey, if that was if I saw something behind me, you would have seen me. I would have been out of there so quick. I would have screamed. I would have knocked over the camera. I would have jumped. I would have ran. I ain't looking all slow. So, neat girl, what's wrong with you? That's how people get killed. Don't be having this nonchalant ass reaction when if you know that you're nobody's in the house, you're supposed to run.
You know Sonique too. Like, well, first of all, I've seen a video of Sonique whooping somebody's ass that tried to take her tips. Sonique is tough, but she's also the sweetest. Like, I truly believe, I don't think that she, like, that this is fake or anything. Like, this is, to me, a genuine, one of the best ghost videos I've ever seen.
Girl, I don't get, I mean, I, yeah, I'm, it's, for, I'm, I can't engage with it too much, because it does scare me, but I just don't understand why she didn't go, because that's what I would have done.
Well, because she looks back and there's nothing there. So she's like, oh, maybe there isn't anything. And it wasn't a haunted house where she lived. It was just like a thing that happened, which could sometimes
is that?
Happen. We don't know, but okay, I'm glad you watched it.
Okay, yeah, I watched it. I don't like
okay.
it. Don't keep showing it.
Okay. I feel like I have scared you enough. Now, there is something that we usually do on the show, but I am totally fine, seriously, with not doing it if you don't want. But I'll tell you what it is. We listen to ghost voices, which people believe that they've captured ghosts speaking on camera, like from ghost hunting. And I play them. And I have you guess what the ghost is saying. Would you want to give that a try?
No, not
okay.
Hell no. Hell fuck you, bitch. I ain't listening to no ghosts talking to me. I don't want to know what they have to say. I don't want to know what a ghost voice sounds like. I don't want to recognize no ghost. If I thought it was the lawnmower, I want to still think it's the lawnmower. If I thought it was a duck, I still want to think it's a duck. If I thought it was whatever, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Y'all, Roz.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Okay, we won't do it then. We'll skip it this time. Okay, then let me tell you about one more thing. Have you ever heard of La Pascualita?
No, tell me about La Pascualita.
Okay. In Chihuahua, Mexico, which is actually where my family is from originally, there's a local legend. And so basically, this woman owned this dress store. Her name was Pascuala Esparza. She owns this dress store, and her daughter died of a Black Widow spider bite.
Oh, no.
Okay. This is in 1930. Mm-hmm. And then, very, very shortly after, this brand new mannequin showed up in the window at the dress store that looked a lot like the daughter. And people are like, wait a minute, that looks just like her. And they say that it looks so eerily real, like way more than like a 1930s mannequin. Like she's got veins on her thighs or like on her legs. Like she's got fingernails. Like she looks like an embalmed human being, which there are like popes and other like world leaders and stuff around the world that have done that. Like they're like kind of on display and they like are embalmed or whatever. But so people claim that this mannequin, they see her eyes following them. They turn around and she's in a different position. And people from around the world come to see this mannequin. And
when? Today? To this day?
To this day. She's like an urban legend. I mean, now we don't know if it's true or not, but I mean, it's kind of convincing. But can I show you a picture of what she looks like?
Oh! Girl, what are you doing? You trying
Peppermint,
to get me
I saw on Instagram that you like horror movies. Don't blame me for
movies,
preparing
bitch,
this.
Movies, bitch, movies. Movies, actors. Okay, show me the goddamn... Now you got me cursing. Show me this bitch. Oh, Lord. What are you going to show me a picture of? Tell me what it is.
Okay, this is the mannequin.
What is... This is... Just, no, it's, don't...
It's just a
no
mannequin.
Picture. I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
Okay, then take it down.
Describe it. Describe it.
It's just a beautiful female mannequin and a close-up of her hand that kind of shows that it looks more like a real...
So it's something that looks okay. In order for me to look at this, I'm sorry, I have to take the gas out of it a little bit. It's a mannequin that's in the store that looks very real. That's what I'm looking at.
People
right?
think it looks really real. Now, based on I've never seen it in person, I think it kind of just looks like a mannequin. But there is a close up of the hand, and and it kind of the hand to me does look way more
real.
Is
this thing going to jump out or do something crazy?
No, I swear to God, I'm not shady like that at all. I swear, Peppermint. Okay, let's look at it.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Their hand does look like
she's a moisturized
hand. Yeah, it doesn't look like even the neck area. This doesn't look like a mannequin that came out of the box. You know, like.
Right. Oh. But she's been there for all these years. Now, how much...
Why would you keep... I guess if it's a tourist attraction, you're going to keep it now.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, it's become like a destination. But how much money would you have to be paid to put on that dress and be in that store for an entire night by yourself with that mannequin?
More than $1 million. Probably 10... Actually, there's no amount of money. I wouldn't do it. I don't care how much money it is. It's not worth it. It's more, it would have to be more money than I could ever spend in a lifetime, which means you might as well get killed because you're never going to spend it. So I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
If the ghost is like, okay, I'll give you $10 million because I know you can't spend this money. But since you can't spend it, I'll kill you. Then no. Like,
Okay, well, Peppermint, you've been a great sport. I really hope I did not traumatize you. Are you going to be okay?
I'm scared, but I'm all right.
Oh, no, Peppermint.
I might watch
no.
cartoons tonight.
Well, I'm so appreciate you doing this. Can you tell people, I mean, now this could take an hour, but can you tell people what you got going on, where people can find you? I mean, there's so much stuff going on. But you know, let us know.
Yeah. People should, follow me on social media. They should check out my new music. I've got something brand new coming out. It is called, Moment of Weakness, Letters to My Lovers, which is a follow-up to A Girl Like Me, Letters to My Lovers. It's a very personal R&B, 90s R&B, breakup album about a relationship that I was in. And people should watch out for me on Call Me Mother on Out TV, a brand new drag reality show where I'm a judge, where three houses battle it out, and the losing house has to send, each week the losing house has to send, the mother from the losing house has to send home their one of their children. And so that starts in the fall. Obviously, people should check out I Am Jazz, support the show, and retweet about it, talk about it, because, you know, they tackle some really important topics on the show, and I'm just really grateful to be a part of. It's about their family. It's about, you know, it's about the Jennings family, for those of you that don't know, and their support of their youngest child, who is a transgender woman now. She was a young girl. And they've been, this is season 7. And so I'm happy to be featured on the show. And that comes out this fall as well.
I think it's on Discovery Plus, probably, right?
Well, it was on TLC. But, you know, a lot of these networks are having these big old mergers, honey. It's like a network orgy. And so you can't tell who works with what and what channel. Does my password still work? I don't know.
Right.
I'm not sure, but it is originally.
I know it
on
is
TLC.
On Discovery Plus. I don't know if it's only on Discovery Plus, but it is on Discovery Plus, which I have because mm-hmm. that's what all the ghost shows are on too. Mm-hmm. Well, Peppermint, it's been lovely.
Thank you.
God, I genuinely feel bad that I didn't want to scare you like this. Please don't
it's
be
okay.
mad at me, Peppermint.
I've been scared much worse. I'll tell you, I'm never watching Hereditary again.
Oh, my God, when she's on the ceiling.
I don't want to know. I don't want to talk
Sorry.
About it.
Okay, and then I bring it up. Of course, I bring it up. I live in the spookiness. So I talk about it so nonchalantly, and then I forget that there's people that, like, don't just talk about this stuff every day. So I appreciate you so much doing this. And hopefully I'll get to work with you again sometime.
Yes, I would love that, Gorge.
Thank you so much to Peppermint. Special thank you to Ken Phillips. And if you want to hear more from this episode, go to patreon.com/RozDresFiles on my second tier. You can hear Peppermint's thoughts on UFOs and Bigfoots and haunted dolls and that kind of stuff. And you can also hear my new little Patreon podcast that I'm doing with my best friend Sam Pancake for the next couple of weeks, or maybe longer. I don't know, but it's all there on Patreon. Link in the description of this episode. And guys, next week, one of our favorite guests of the show. It is a three-peat guest. This is Katrina Weidman. We'll be back here. And we'll be talking about the TV show Portals to Hell. So go watch Portals to Hell. Also on Discovery Plus. You know, go watch Portals to Hell. It's one of my absolute favorite paranormal TV shows. And we'll be talking all about it next week. So check that out. Make sure you're subscribed. Hey, please tell your friends about Ghosted and rate the show 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you have a ghost story, you could leave it in there. Maybe I'll read it on the show. And join our Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dresfiles. I am on Cameo at Roz Dresfiles. I am on Instagram at Roz Hernandez. And I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.